what we should pray for. Think upon me, my God, for good. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 19. The relationship with God is a tie of love, which motivates God to hear and answer the prayers of his born-again children. It is on the basis of our relationship to God that he graciously and gloriously answers our prayers. When we have cried, God be merciful to me the sinner, and have received that saving mercy, then we can enter into the unending vista of God answering all our prayers. Firstly, my God, that is his trust with us. God must not be a stranger. My God, he must be to us our nearest and dearest Heavenly Father. What a bliss! 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. What an eternal guarantee of an ever-enriching future relationship. Secondly, God's thought for us. Think upon me. How wonderful is God's pledge. I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Jeremiah chapter 2. And verse 2. God's thought is towards us, hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand. Never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Jeremiah 29, verses 10 and 11. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, I'm not of evil, to give you an expected end. Thirdly, God's tenderness for us, for God. How tender is our God? If thy Lord should mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Psalm 130 and verse 4. Thank God that in the next verse, verse 5, we read these words, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Sing we then, it well befits us. 'Tis a sweet and blessed theme. Wonder upon wonder meet us, tracing God's mysterious scheme. Sing of him who came to save, who his life for sinners gave. Amen and amen.